headed to one of my old neighborhoods that I grew up in. Just one of the home ground places of where I kind of transitioned over to actually really getting into sports. I mean, just a neighborhood that's kind of means a lot to me because a lot went on there, a lot of learning, a lot of growing and stuff. Really, this house means a lot to me for the simple fact that, I mean, we went through a lot here, you know, sometimes, like, not having lights, not having water. But it was like, it didn't bother me, it didn't bother my mom, it didn't bother my brother. You know, we kind of stayed focused on what we had to do. My mom went to work, me and my brother went to school. And so this house right here, it definitely was the starting point of me wanting to get more focused and not having to go through that struggle. So I started focusing more on sports. Just growing up around this, you know, it kind of molded me into the attitude to where you have to know, like, once you step anywhere, and it's about being in competition, that I want to win, I have to win. Just the park itself, you know, it brought the best out of everybody in the neighborhood. Like, you would literally have, I mean, the benches don't even do justice. People lined up. And the games may only go to 7 or 8 because there's so many people waiting out here. You know, you don't want to go that long. Man, it's so competitive. Sometimes so competitive. You have fights break out, you know, but I mean, at the end of the fight, you know, guys will, you know, shake each other's hand, you know, just because everybody wanted to win. Off season is pretty busy. I'm training 12:30 to 2:30. Then I'm going my actual track coach. I have with him from like 4 almost to 6:30. How many?
You're gonna go 15. You're gonna hit my hand. Everywhere I go with my hand is you got to punch me. There you go. Yeah, animal. He can take it. He can take any workout I give him. Any workout I give him, he do this every day.
On the way to a track workout, I already did.
Gonna go kill him some more.
Kill him.
Get ready. Let's go! Watch the track.
Just finishing up the last workout of the day, you know. Got to head home, get a good meal with mom, probably cook a little bit, and I mean, just rest up after that. See you, mom. Gotta stop and get some Gatorade, some water, like 2 Gatorades and 2 waters, and a Snicker bar. About time when I get home around 7, you know, I'm pretty beat. Just looking forward to getting a good meal and, you know, just getting on my feet and resting.
Okay, is that one? Mm-hmm. This is my Jalen Mills room. It's probably my favorite room in the house. I started getting his pictures, like, his freshman year, of course, at LSU. But I'm waiting on my Eagles pictures to come in so I can put them up. But this is his jersey from Outback Bowl.
Yeah, sophomore year.
Yeah, these are the gloves he caught his first pick in. And these are, of course, his helmets and then his senior ball.
You know what I mean? LSU was fun. You know, I had a lot of fun there, a lot of memories. Met a lot of great friends and teammates. It really showed that, I mean, all the hard work that I put in, even before these pictures on the wall, you know what I mean, that it actually paid off for sure.